Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, Hashem Kol Yisrael, on page Samechas. V'hi Neimaran Rav Noach Milakovich, Shalchus Yogin Elinu Amar, says, Alekovicher, who again was one of the founders of Slanom, Ashrenu Matov Chalkenu, Umayafai Rush Hasenu, Shanu Chassidi Lekovich. Fortunate are we, says Alekovicher, that we are Chassidim of Lekovich. What does that mean? B'dorenu Hayarusha Nikaris Bikram Nogei L'Shabbos. Gam Acher Kol Yerida Sadoro Sadai Nishar Lana Shabbos Im Tzivayon Miuchad. V'zochin l'shabbatos l'ma'ala me'erachinu me'erach ador. So it says the son of Rebbe that the Lekovicher used to say, fortunately, the word chassidim of Lekovich. In Lekovich and in Slanim, a big emphasis was placed on Shabbos. So the son of Rebbe says, b'dorinu hayerusha, in our generation, the inheritance is very felt, and we can really understand and see, and we can recognize that the main inheritance that we got was Shabbos. Gam acher kol yiridas hadoros, even after all of the yiridas hadoros and the generations are getting spiritually and spiritually weaker, adai nishar lanu Shabbos im tzvayom yuchad. Shabbos in Slanim still has a special character, this tone, this nature. It's different in Slanim. Bezochim l'shabbatos l'malam erkenu me'erach hador. And we're zochim to have Shabboses that are above our level and above our worth, really. Right? Our generation doesn't deserve the Shabbos, says the Slanim, says the Slanim Rebbe. He's saying that our generation doesn't deserve the Shabboses that Slanim or Chassidim have, and that we too can have, because we're learning a sefer. Mina skulos hamiuchados of Shabbosos elu, shemikolchon yachul koachal l'cholos shinoi b'chayav. Through these special Shabbosim, which again comes from preparing for it properly, a person's entire life can change. K'memar Rabbeinu HaKadoshim, as the Slanim or Rebbeim say, as he's saying, Kiddush techila l'mikrei kodesh, kol harotze liyos nikra l'akadusha. If you want to be someone who's holy, you're not sure where to start, says the Slanim or Chassidim, yaschil mishabbos. Start with Shabbos. You want to grow, you're feeling inspired, you're deciding, you know, it's time for me to actually take my life seriously and take Yiddishkeit seriously. Where do I begin? Begin with Shabbos. Eino davar shiachol l'cholol shinuyim kabirim ba'adam k'mo kolach ha-shabbosos. There's nothing quite like Shabbos that could really make a lasting, big impact in your life. V'klarote lalos b'darga avodos Hashem. If you want to really reach high levels and to continue to grow in your service of Hashem, atzatso, the piece of advice that we give you is lalos techila shabbosos l'darga yoser gavoa. Right, let's say you're, thank God, you're in Shana Aleph, you're in Shana Bet, you're in college, you're married, you're in high school, you know, you're at a different stage in life. And you decide, you know what, I haven't really felt like I've been growing in a while, and I want to grow more. And you look at yourself, you're like, okay, like, my davening's pretty good, but like, I can work on it. My learning's pretty good, but I can work on it. My needles are pretty good, I can work on it. My Shemesh Lashon is pretty good, I can work on it. You're not really sure where to start. Where do you start? So says the Slanim or Rebbeim, start with Shabbos. Start with uplifting your Shabbosim. When you start uplifting your Shabbosim, which means you start taking them seriously, and you prepare for them, you don't just sleep them through. You actually spend time learning on them, or going on a walk, and davening. When your Shabboses are uplifted, right, first step is uplift your Shabbosim. Once you uplift your Shabbosim, every single other aspect of your service of Hashem will be uplifted. So you want to work on davening and learning, and like you're trying to directly do it by learning more and davening more, and it's not clicking for you, says the Slanim or Rebbeim, focus on your Shabbos. If you uplift your Shabbos, everything else will be uplifted as well. And it makes sense that the Yitzhar will fight so strongly on Shabbos. Why? Because the Yitzhar knows how much these lofty Shabbosim can uplift a person. And because of that, the Yitzhar does our best. The Yitzhar does its absolute best to make sure we don't have good Shabbosim. Again, it's a very important yisod. When something is important in our lives, that's when the Yitzhar comes. When something's not important, the Yitzhar doesn't come. The example I like to give to my Talmidim is that I'm, unfortunately, a very big Miami Dolphins fan. So let's say there's a Miami Dolphins game. I have absolutely no Yetzer Hara preventing me from watching the Dolphins game. Why? Because Yetzer Hara wants me to watch the Dolphins game. Because why would I go do that right now? Again, the time and place, healthy to watch sports, whatever, for another time. But the Yetzer Hara is not going to prevent me from watching the Dolphins game. It wants me to go watch the Dolphins game. Right? If I want to go watch TV or go do whatever, the Yetzer Hara is not going to be like, oh no, don't do that. It's like, yeah, go do it. It doesn't say anything. When it comes to waking up a little bit early to daven, waking up a little bit early to learn, or staying up a little bit late to learn, or going to do this act of chesed, Yitzhar goes all bonkers and nuts. Why? Because it knows how important that avodah is. So when you see in your life that something is really difficult, when it comes to your avodas Hashem, you should know, hey, this is an important thing the Yetzer is trying to get at me. I just need to keep on pushing through. That's what the Beis Aharon of Karlin says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael. Whenever there's a Nekudas Yisrael in something, when something is important and significant, what's going to happen? Neged Ahar. There's going to be obstacles like mountains in front of your way. So again, the Yetzer Hara tries to go full out war on us when it comes to Shabbases and spending our Fridays properly and spending our Shabbases properly. Why? Because it knows how much the Shabbosim can uplift us. V'ka'asher ein esakli la'akil es or Shabbos. And when we don't have the vessel to really receive and acquire and accept the or of Shabbos, ein ha'or miskayim ba'adam, so then we can't live with the light. We won't be able to keep it into our lives. And because of that, we won't be able to grow as much as we could have. Right? Wasted potential is very, very, very painful. We don't want that. Our Shabbases are full of potential. But if we don't prepare that kli during the week, then we won't be able to experience that Shabbos, and then it's a waste, and oy, we don't want that. So the Yetzer tries to get at us and to not prepare for it, and we have to fight back. And this is the reason why the Yetzer tries to get us to stay up so late on Friday nights. Right? A lot of people like to stay up late Friday night. Because they think, oh, it's very nice with my friends, and that's wonderful, and it's important, and it's healthy to do that. But you don't want to stay up so late that like you wake up half asleep, like you have no idea what's going on Shabbos morning, and then you kind of get to shul like kind of late. Like you don't want that. You want to wake up early and be ready to go for Shabbos day. Then you end up waking up later. When I wake up early on Shabbos, I'm telling Hashem, I'm telling the Or of Shabbos, I want you in my life. This is the vessel I'm giving you. If I just kind of like sleep in a little bit later and go to a little bit of a later minyan on Shabbos, I'm saying, this isn't so important to me. If I wake up earlier though, I'm saying, hey, this matters to me, this is important. I'm going to get up. Ki adidul chasidei Lekovich, the Lekovich or chasidim, hayu magdim lishon b'leil shishi. They went to bed on Friday nights early. Ki adam shemamtin ledavar tov v'ogir kolchos avuro. You're like someone who's so excited for something, you're waiting so long for something that you won't have the right energy for it, so you go to sleep. Like the night before your wedding, it might be hard to get a good night's sleep, but you want to get a good night's sleep because you're going to be hopefully dancing a lot. So too, the Lekovich or Hasidim would go to sleep very early on Friday nights because he wanted to have enough koach and the right kolchos to have a proper Shabbos the next day. V'chein mishim ma'avir siyom ha'shishi b'batala o b'shena yisera. And if you're going to waste your Fridays just doing whatever, wasting time and sleeping extra late, You're losing the Shabbos in your hands. Great Shabbos needs us to prepare on Friday. If we're just going to waste our time and not learn and just, Friday's a day off, so then Shabbos is also going to be a day off. We want it to be a day on. We want it to be a day where we're feeling passion and Yiddishkeit and spirituality. But if I just kind of make my Fridays hefker, it's like, it's like the one day where I'm like, let's say in your Shiva or seminary, right? It's like, it's the one day where I'm not learning. And just that's there. I'm going to go out to breakfast with my friends. You can go out to breakfast with your friends. That's great. Go enjoy your Rimon buffet or whatever people go to nowadays, right? But when you get back from breakfast, learn the Parsha. Learn a book about Shabbos. Get ready for Shabbos so that you can have the Or of Shabbos. But Achrina Eitzel, I have no idea what that Rosh Tevos is. Let's call it Chacham V'Zakin. Admor Bal Imre Chaim Mevizhnitz. Zechus Yagenelin, a vision to Rebbe. Bayom Chamishi Kfar Haya B'Shabadig V'Haya Eitzel Avir Shal Shabbos. His Thursdays were Shabbos thick. His Thursdays were like, you could already feel the Or of Shabbos in Vizhnitz, by the Vizhnitz Rebbe, on Thursdays even. The Kachachana LeShabbos, in order to prepare for Shabbos, I annoyed glasos b'chul yom chamishi, tainis dibur b'kol dibur yichulin. And on Thursdays, he would do a tainis dibur. He would stop talking for the whole Thursday to get ready for Shabbos. So you might not be able to do a tainis dibur, but it's a nice idea to, even Thursday nights, let me start getting ready for Shabbos. Right, it could be on Thursday nights, you learn a nice book in the Parsha, or you finish the Parsha, or you learn a book about Shabbos, or you have a special book you just read on Thursdays, or you, I don't know, if you're an Eretz Yisrael, you go to Meir Shalem and you get chillin' with some friends, and you do a Lechavit Shabbos. So you do things with the mindset of Shabbos. Obviously, we've been learning you should do it every single day of the week, but specifically on Thursday, to start getting ready to have a really good Friday so that you have a really good Shabbos. Uma ma'od yesh li zaher b'avodas Shulchan l'Shabbos. We have to be very careful about preparing for Shabbos. Because the prep for Shabbos builds our Shabbosim, and then we'll be able to live with them. Kol brichan de le'ela v'sata b'yom ha'shviyah talyon. As the Zohar said, all of the brachos in Shemayim and Aretz, in the heavens and in our world, all depend on the seventh day. Im adam mivakesh ladas ma'adavar ha'ikarishim yachaz bo yasigas hakol. If a person wants to know and understand what the main thing is that a person can grab onto to acquire everything in their ruchnias, Omer Zohar Kodesh, what does the Zohar tell us? Shakol b'yoma shviya talya. The Zohar is telling us, if you want to know the one thing that you have to hold on to receive everything that you've ever wanted, it's Shabbos. B'yoma shviya talya. Kol ha'aliyos ha'ruchnius. All of your aliyos and your growth and your spirituality. Hatzlacha b'torah v'tfila. Your success in Torah and tfila. V'siyata d'shmaya and special help from Shamayim. Shadam zakukla b'chol darche echaim, that you'll be able to zocha and that you need throughout your life. Kulam taluyim b'yom ha'shviya. It all depends on Shabbos. If you're struggling with your learning, try to have a better Shabbos. If you're struggling with your davening, work on Shabbos. If you're struggling with your meals, work on Shabbos. It all comes from Shabbos.
Chatanai lazeh, hu k'may marakasev, v'haya b'yom ha'shishi v'chinu es asher yaviyu. What does that mean? V'chinu es ha'shishi v'esyom ha'shishi. All of these things will happen, but it depends on us preparing for Shabbos properly. They're having a good Friday and a good Friday night, which means going to bed on time, not wasting my time on Fridays. These times have within them the ability to uplift the level of Shabbos. And if it uplifts the Shabbos, it'll then uplift the following week. Because again, all the brachos depend on Shabbos. So just from one day, from this one day of preparing for Shabbos properly throughout the week, but specifically on Friday, and going to bed on Friday night on time, maybe to wake up for Shabbos early, right, and be a minion a little bit earlier, to daven sigazir b'kavana, to daven really everything b'kavana, to have a good Friday, to have a good Shabbos that's spent with Torah and Tefillah, and not just taking really long naps. So because when that happens, and I have that really amazing Shabbos, that impacts the entire rest of the week. And then because I had a really good Shabbos, which gives me a really good week, so now what happens? Then the next Shabbos is also amazing. Right? Good Friday, which leads me to have a good Shabbos, which leads me to have a good week, which leads me to have another good Shabbos. Nimses, so we see from this, each Shabbos prepares the next coming Shabbos. We have two Mamari Chazal that are seemingly contradictory. One place it says, one Mamari Chazal says that if Klal Yisrael would keep one Shabbos properly, we'd be immediately redeemed. So which one is it? One, Maamar Chazal says that if we keep one Shabbos properly, then we'll immediately be redeemed. And the other Maamar Chazal says, if we keep two Shabboses, which one is it? Is it one or is it two? From this we're learning that it's really one and the same, because when I keep one properly, that automatically allows me to keep two properly. So it's one and the same, because it's automatic. If I keep one, then memela, I'm going to end up keeping two. Ki bishvil lekayem Shabbos achas kedibay. If I want to keep one Shabbos properly, what do I have to do? Tzarech lekayem Shabbos lefaneh. I have to have a good Shabbos before that. Right? So they're intertwined. The Shabboses are intertwined. So is it one or is it two? It's the same thing, because when I do one, automatically I end up doing two. Ha'achana chitova l'Shabbos yeh Shabbos lefaneh. The greatest preparation for a good Shabbos is what? It's the Shabbos before it. Vaz haShabbosos hein lo kesula mutzav arza. Our Shabbos has become this ladder that we climb up to reach spiritual heights. Shemitav simbo shleva acher shleva ad rosh magia shemaima. It's this ladder that we climb higher and higher and higher until we reach Shemaim. Right, so today we learned about how when I prepare for Shabbos, specifically on Friday and Friday night, and I go to bed early on Friday night, and I don't spend my day on Friday kind of just like hanging out, but I learn the Parsha, I finish the Parsha, I learn a Chassidish book out of the Parsha, or a Muslim book in the Parsha,
I prepared for our Torah, something b'schus Shabbos, and really as we saw from the vision tour on Thursday night, so that allows me to have a good Shabbos, a proper Shabbos, right? Because I created that kli. And what happens then is that my following week is great because the Zohar says that all the brachos depend on Shabbos. And if the following week is good, so that impacts the following Shabbos. And if we keep one Shabbos properly, automatically we keep two Shabbos properly. And Chazal teaches us if we do that, then we'll immediately be redeemed, Bezras Hashem. So we'll stop here for the week. And we'll continue next week. Have an amazing Shabbos.